Trump on NY trial, it all comes out of Washington, they have their reps here. By Nick Gilbertson on May 10, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said on Friday that his New York business records trial is election interference and that it all comes out of Washington, D.C. This is election interference. It all comes out of Washington. They have their reps, Represent Yoves, here, he said, telling media members, I'm sure you know that. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me. And we're leading big in the polls, and the American people get it, it's a scam, he added. Notably, one of the lead prosecutors in the case, Matthew Colangelo, worked in the Biden Department of Justice before he was brought on board by Bragg. As the Washington Examiner previously noted, Bragg did not hire Colangelo for his white-collar prosecutorial experience, which was lacking at the time he joined Bragg's office. Rather, Bragg valued Colangelo's broad knowledge of the Trump Organization. According to a New York Times report published at the end of 2022, during the same time frame that Bragg was seeking to ramp up his prosecution efforts against Trump, Colangelo, whom the Democrat National Committee reportedly paid for political consulting in 2018, was also once employed in New York Attorney General Letitia James's office. There, he was involved in her civil case against Trump before a subsequent move to the DOJ, per the Examiner. On April 30, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan demanded information and documents related to Mr. Colangelo's employment. It reads in part, since last year, popularly elected prosecutors, who campaigned for office on the promise of prosecuting President Trump, engaged in an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. The indictment of a former president of the United States and current leading candidate for that office, New York County District Attorney, DANY, Alvin Bragg is engaged in one such politicized prosecution, which is being led in part by Matthew B. Colangelo, a former senior Justice Department official. Accordingly, given the perception that the Justice Department is assisting in Bragg's politicized prosecution, we write to request information and documents related to Mr. Colangelo's employment. And while Colangelo has ties to Biden's Justice Department, his wife, Ann Small, was once a member of the White House counsel's office during the Obama administration. She currently sits on the board of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, legal defense fund with Jonathan Soros, according to the NAACP's website, as Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo reported. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund is a far-left political organization. Among several attacks against Republicans, it recently filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court requesting the disqualification of Trump from campaigning for office. Small, a board member of NAACP, is a former general counsel of the Securities and Exchange Commission and a former member of the White House counsel's office during the Obama administration. She graduated from Yale in 1996 and Harvard Law School in 2001. There is also Justice Juan Merchan, who is overseeing the case. He donated to President Joe Biden's campaign in 2020 in addition to Democrat groups, as Breitbart News previously reported. Merchan, who has imposed a sweeping gag order on Trump and found him in violation of it 10 times, has a daughter named Lauren Merchan, who worked on Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 campaign, as Breitbart News's Christina Wong noted. Lauren Merchan is president and partner of Authentic Campaigns, a company that runs digital campaigns for Democrat candidates, according to Merchan's archived LinkedIn account. She worked as the director of digital persuasion for Kamala Harris for the People from February 2019 through December 2019, which was during the 2020 presidential election. And according to the company's website, the Biden-Harris campaign was also a client. The case is New York v. Trump, number 71,543-23, in the New York Supreme Court for New York County.